You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. This is a special edition where Robert goes one-on-one with some of the most interesting people in the world, or at least in his world. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
The You Know What, Dude podcast. One on one.
Yo, what's up? Yo, and before you know, I had my Gap pointed in the window. I went to the YKWD, and what did I see? Nicky D.
Whoa.
Holding his pee-pee. It's big. It's long. It's big like a schlong. I put it on my shoulder, and I said, hey, hey, how calm? Oh, shit. Check it out. That's awful.
That was tremendous.
YKWD one-on-one in New Orleans. I'm down here with a special guest. Yes, I can say special guest. Nick DiPaolo. Last time I said special guest, it was...
Craig Rogel.
No.
It's my go-to.
Greg Rogel is your go-to.
Every time. I just like the name. Nothing against Greg. It's a funny name.
It's a great name. Nick DiPaolo. One of the number one shows on Riotcast for many years. One of the face of Riotcast. I mean, he's been on radio for fucking 15 years. Television, film. And on top of all that, he's one of the funniest motherfuckers going right now. And probably for the last, 15 years, one of the funniest motherfuckers?
I don't know, Bobby. That's not for me to say. But,
I just said it.
There's a guy named Modi out there who's been breathing down my neck for the last 10 years.
Modi!
This guy is one funny Jew bastard.
He really is. he's fucking... He's taking those... Meshuggahs. What are they called? Meshuggahs. He's a mensch.
He's a mensch.
He's a mensch.
He's a mensch, and he has a wench. It's kind of unusual.
Well, that's okay. We're not about a wench. So, dude, we're here in New Orleans. Me and you are doing another show. We've done a bunch of these shows together. These casino.
I wouldn't say
gigs.
A bunch. We've done a couple, you know.
Yeah, like three. Well,
and I got to be honest, Bobby. Out of all the guys, you know, it's a co-headlining show. The last guy I want to follow is you. I got to be honest.
Well, I mean, you
shake the goddamn rafters. That comics come home thing. Yeah. I'm like, this guy is a fucking arena act.
Yeah, well,
you fucking murdered, dude.
Yeah, well, tell the fucking people to show up at a comedy club, and maybe someday I'll work myself to. I can't even fill a fucking Albany room.
Oh, please, it's a matter of time. You put out that book you're writing, and then that pamphlet, and
it's funny, you know. I want to get this out up top. First of all, congratulations. You have your own show coming out on a Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 103.
Yeah, May 15th.
Which is now called The Fraction.
No, Faction.
Faction.
Yeah.
Fraction.
The Fraction.
It's a fraction.
Yeah, it's 1/8 of the fun you're going to have on my podcast.
You'll still be doing your podcast on Riotcast.
Yes.
It'll be taken from your show on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So connectpal.com/Nick, you can still get the podcast.
You get the podcast, you get the Riotcast. And, you know, if you're already signed up for Sirius Satellite Radio, you'll get you how many days a week?
It's going to be 4 to 5.
4 to 5 days a week,
yeah.
From 6 to 9.
6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. That's evening, folks. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And that starts when?
May 15th, which
that's
is...
2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's like 10 days away.
10 days away, you start your own show, Sirius Satellite.
Wish I knew what was it about.
You don't know? You have no idea. We know.
Yeah, I do.
Of course, it's going to be basically your podcast.
It's going to be like my podcast.
Except probably a little, it's going to be longer, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because I keep telling you I'm a fan of your podcast, and you don't believe me, but I do listen.
You do, because you actually recited some of the shit.
Yeah, I do. I listen every week. It's one of my favorite podcasts. And at the end of it, I'm like, shit. When you're like, all right, that's enough for you. I'm like, come on.
It's nice to hear.
Well,
usually I get a round of applause. I go, we were done 10 minutes ago. Your motherless fuck.
Well, it's you know, the one thing that people, especially comedians, are forgetting with all this political shit that's going on is they're forgetting to be funny. It's like you can do you tell me your opinion, tell me what you think, but I like that you'll always throw something in at the end. You'll always say something.
I have to. It's hard. You're right. It's hard to. And I'm not a political fucking comedian, you know, but Colin Quinn said it best, you know, if I was telling a joke about McDonald's, you can tell how I voted. So, but with all this acrimony with Trump and the, you know, I'm sorry, it's all I find interesting right now. It's all I want to talk about. And you're right, you got to, you know, make it funny. Otherwise, you just get preachy. You have to be funny first. But I drop in the sound effects and shit, and it's sort of like, it's got a taste of Stern and, you know.
So, here's the thing, you're doing this by yourself in your house, and you got sound effects, you got a soundboard, of course you got your Cape Fear De Niro laugh. What's that laugh?
Yeah.
That laugh is just...
Oh, him in the movie theater?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, probably driving people nuts with that.
It's got its own thing. You've created your own thing over the last couple of years. Because the last time you were on radio was Artie.
Yes.
Which was a big show.
Yes.
And then you... Whatever the fuck happened with that...
Yeah,
but you went back to basics.
Yeah. Well, you guys showed me. I mean, thank God for Riotcast. Rob Sprantz and you guys showed me how to set up the equipment, and I wrote it all down. The first couple I did, I was like, I don't know if I like this. I was actually nervous in my own basement, you know, and I've done radio. I've done terrestrial, and I was like, I don't know if I like this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, after about a month, it clicked. It was sort of like doing stand-up. It was a release for me.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs. I started to look forward to it.
Right.
And then that's when I said, you know, I'm going to give these people more shows. If they're liking it, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
And it's been good to me. And really, I think that's how I got the Sirius show.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so
I mean,
thank you and Sprantz. I got to tell you that much.
Well, I like to hear it because it's... You're a radio guy. I've seen you on radio. I've heard you on radio. I've been on your radio show. You're fast.
I love radio.
You're well read on what's going on, and you're always writing jokes, but you're always funny. And your podcast is always that fuck. Even it's not always comedy first. Sometimes it's right at the end when you're like, what the fuck, and then you go, you zip ahead, and then
you're throwing shit that you get arrested for on terrestrial radio.
Yeah. And how do you think Sirius, you can say whatever you want, but they still fire people.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find that balance, but I don't think they're hiring me to be a shrinking violet, you know? I did a week of shows over there back in October, right before the election, and they fucking loved it, apparently, you know, because this came about. So, but no, it's actually a good question. I don't know.
Going to hold back? Are you nervous?
I don't know. I don't plan on holding back.
Give a fuck?
I really don't at this stage. I'm selling coke during the day. I get plenty of money coming in.
Do you have coke?
Oh, God, yes. These kids eat it up in Westchester.
They really do.
No, I keep using that line. People are like, enough of that. I don't know, Bobby. I don't want to hold back. I really want to let it fucking fly.
But here's the thing. Are you nervous because of the climate and have people have been fired? People have been, you know, does this have potential to become holy shit? Because we all know, look, the radio landscape at Sirius has changed a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to change even more over the next few years once Stern leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, are you looking into this as like something...
I want to do this long term, yeah.
Yeah.
But I still have to be funny and say what I want to say.
Yeah.
And it is satellite. I mean, you know, I got to believe they're going to let me, you know, within reason. I'm not, you know, fuck, we'll find out. Like I said, I'll find out what that is, where that line is or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, they sort of need somebody.
And are you going to have guests?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just me. It's no sidekick. It's me and the fucking callers, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I got to have at least one, you know? I would, you know.
It's always a fucking pain in the ass.
I don't like it. I'm like a hog.
I have people come on my show, my podcast once a week, and, you know, I book more than one because someone's always canceling, someone's always late, you know, and then when someone gets you, it's almost like when they get used to it, is like they don't give a fuck about it anymore. And I mean, you're going to have somebody booking that. You're not going to book it.
So yeah, no.
You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But they, you're just going to show up one day in this, I mean, four or five days a week. That's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think of it like that.
So,
and probably, again, it's a 2-hour show. I thought, you know, I'd have a guest an hour, but then that would be 10 people a week. Fuck that.
And it's not a goofy morning show. It's not a goofy zoo show.
No.
I mean,
no.
But you know, you're funny, but, you know, it's poignant. It's not going to be like, you know, right? I mean, just
right.
Like a regular radio show. You're going to have.
Yeah, no.
Like a point of view about what the fuck's
going
on. Well, yeah. Show up like your podcast.
I lean right in my politics, and they don't have any of that over at Sirius, not that I know of.
They need it.
And I think they, well, that's what I'm saying. I think, and that's, and again, I'm not fucking, you know, I'm more of a libertarian. We're in show business. They want to call me conservative and shit, but you know me, I don't give a, you know.
Right.
So it's not
Dave
as.
Dave Smith, libertarians.
Dave Smith,
yeah, he's a libertarian too.
Yeah, so whatever. I lean right, you know. So that'll be a little refreshing, I would think. I mean, Trump did get fucking elected, so you know, we'll see. It's
somebody said that today. I forget on Twitter that nobody nobody says anything good about Trump.
Oh God, the whole world's against.
And I mean, you never hear anything. It's all just bad.
Yeah.
And it's even the people that voted for him. There's not that many voices out there because everybody's scared to say, "Oh, I'm for Trump."
Yeah.
Because you get attacked,
especially in show business, especially in our business.
Yeah, you get fucking attacked, and people say, "I mean, immediately call you a piece of shit."
Yeah. Well,
immediately call
I'm going to call him a piece of shit back.
Right.
That's my fucking take.
Right.
And, you know, even like the fucking the head of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Remember a couple months ago he came out and he goes, after the Oscars, remember people were afraid to perform?
Yeah.
Was it the Oscars? No, what was it? It was inauguration. What am I saying?
Okay.
Jesus, I'm going to be fucking dead tonight. I took Advil PM. It wipes my memory off. But nobody in show business wanted to perform it as inauguration because they were going to get blackballed.
Yeah.
And the fucking head of the Screen Actors Guild or somebody like that, one of the guys in that head of the union said, we're going to watch the credits roll at the end and see who actually... He was like threatening to blackball people.
Yeah, what? I don't.
Yeah, that's called fucking fascist horseshit, is what it is.
I don't remember that happening with Obama.
Of course not.
When I voted for Obama twice, and I don't remember anybody. I know that there is this right wing.
Yeah,
left. There's right wing people, you know, far right who, you know, really thought, oh, he's a Muslim, he's this, he's that, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, and boy, were they right.
Most Republicans were okay. We lost. Let's move on.
Of course, that's exactly right. Those are the adults, okay? In my opinion, not to get too heavy here. We'll talk, but the adults are on the right side of the aisle, and the fucking children. They're kicking and screaming. They can't. And this whole fucking storyline about him, you know, and Putin got elected is such fucking horseshit. This is, you know,
right.
It's just they're furious. They thought it was going to be handed to them. They're entitled on the left. They're entitled. That seems to be their attitude. And their behavior is just fucking embarrassing for the last few months.
It really is. This Antifa.
Oh my God, like children.
I mean, they're and finally, didn't Bernie just speak out about like the
yeah
maybe
Bernie, Bill Maher, even Obama. Even Obama said, talking about what goes on at Berkeley and college campuses.
Yeah.
You know, and shutting down speech. That's the one thing Trump gonna. And I didn't even vote for Trump in the primaries. I'm not, so I don't think I'm like here to. Even Obama, Bernie Sanders, Bill Maher, even, you know, they said, come on, college campuses, really? You're that afraid of conservative speakers? You know, shutting down free speech? It's a definition of fascist.
Yeah, but they're beating people up.
Yeah, no, they resort to violence.
They're hurting women.
Yeah, I know.
How do you fucking hurt a woman?
Well, that's what fucking far-left guys do.
It's very
far
weird.
Left.
And to find out that they're... they're professors at colleges.
Oh, they're the worst.
Find out that they're teachers.
They're the fucking worst.
So these teachers are putting on hood. They look like ISIS.
I know.
They look like fucking
ISIS. Well, they
ISIS.
Do the same thing as ISIS. They're tearing down statues of you know, like Woodrow Wilson at Princeton or whatever college he went to. They're tearing down statues of old, you know, white men that helped, you know, build a country because they were racist. That's what ISIS does. They blow up statues when they invade, you know.
That's really weird.
Yeah, well, that's called fucking fascism. But anyways, you know, well, whatever. If that comes up there on the show, fine. But, you know, yeah. I'm going to talk about all kinds of shit. It's more culture.
Yeah.
It's more, you know, stuff like that. Shit goes on at college campuses. I'll call people out on it. So I'm not going to get into, ooh, healthcare passed in the House today. I mean, that shit makes me glaze over, you know. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll talk sports and you know, and have retarded strippers and, no, whatever. you know, whatever's going on. I don't want it to be too political, but it's going to be. It just like I said, I think it's why they brought me on, because they like what I did before the election. So
I mean,
but you got to be funny, like you said first,
and you're funny too. Now you're still up in Westchester. Are you ever leaving?
That's a good question. Probably not, because I figure North Korea is going to hit New York City with a nice one in a few years.
Do you really think?
No. Who, Champ Howard from North Korea? He ought to kill his fucking barber. That's who we should start with. I don't know. Well,
he said a lot of his missiles in the parade were fake. A lot of the weapons were fake. A lot of the actual guards' uniforms. All of it was fake. Props, propaganda to make it look like they have all this stuff. The Russians did it back in the day in the Cold War.
Yeah.
And then every missile that they launched somehow just fucking flopped.
Well, we
see a Japan.
Yeah, we hack into their systems, I think, and defuse those missiles.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a good point, Bobby. But
some nerd with a skateboard and a fucking goofy hat's in a room somewhere going, no, you don't.
Oh, exactly.
Oop. Right?
It's probably some 400-pound guy laying in his bed, as Trump said during the election. You don't know.
I hope we don't.
We don't know.
I hope we don't. I hope we do, and I hope we don't. Because I love the show MASH. I mean, that would come.
Oh, you want to bring that back? Sacrifice a few people so we can have a nice show?
Nice fucking sitcom about a war.
We lost 10,000 Americans yesterday, but you know what? ABC just picked up MASH, too. I hope you're happy, Bobby Kelly.
Dan Cook's playing Hawkeye.
Yeah, no, we should do it. I know. I'll play Jamie Farr's role. Fucking dress up. I kind of.
That was the first. Was that the first transgender or cross?
That's yeah. Now looking back on it, yeah, he wasn't really transgender. You know, he looked like
crossdresser.
Yeah, exactly. That good point. Actually, I love that show. At first, I didn't like it. I was like, where are the laughs? Because they didn't really have like a laugh track.
No.
And I was like, it's serious. And then, but then I fucking loved it. And when I went up to school at Maine,
yeah.
Oh my God. At 7 o'clock, they would run an hour of it, you know, on the local station up there. The campus would shut down. You could hear MASH theme coming out of every dorm.
Yeah, what was the theme again? Depressing opening show.
Well, the name of the song is Suicide is Painless or something like
that. Yeah, that's right.
Right? Yeah. Which will be the name of my new show, folks.
Suicide is Painless. And remember the helicopter with
depends
the
how you do it.
Bed?
Try to hang yourself, you know, and it doesn't go right. It's not painless. You're hanging from a chandelier in your bedroom with a shit in your pants, spinning around. Your friends are laughing at you.
You a chandelier in your booty, a prince?
I fucking dated Liberace's director for a few years.
So now, well, how is this going to affect your comedy, though? Are you going to?
It's not. Hopefully, it'll put some asses in the seat. Some of them female. I have a big male following.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see tonight. Bobby, we got a big gig tonight. I'm actually fucking I have a little anxiety about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I always hear that.
I get the same thing. I do.
You're not wary?
The last couple of years, I've gotten anxiety on every single gig the first night. Actually, the first Friday. And then all of a sudden, once I get out there, I go, oh, I forgot. First of all,
I know.
I'm funny. Second of all, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing it for 20 years. Third of all, even if there's that fucking twat in the front row, it's never as bad as I thought.
No, it isn't. So you do what I do. You build it up in your head.
I build it up in my head, yeah. And I take away my self-esteem. I take away all my confidence.
I take away
everything I've learned and worked for 20 years.
Right.
And I become some silly bitch that's sitting there going, fuck this. And then I get angry. I'm mad
Not
when
me.
I walk the fuck in, and I'm testy. And then all of a sudden I'll do the show and be like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That's such a great time. Oh, my God. I'm a fucking pro at this. This is what
I'm just
do.
Well, but this is my only problem tonight is like, and here's the thing, you probably still work every night, which I don't.
I don't.
New Orleans has never had a comedy club. It's the only major city in this country, yeah, which gives me pause. And it's Jazz Fest week, so how am I Bill? How my Bill Cosby rape jokes gonna go over? And half the people love Miles Davis.
Dude, jazz. First of all, jazz and comedy are very similar.
Yes, they are. But I don't like jazz. It sounds like the whole band has to take a piss. It's too upbeat.
I just got into
it's
jazz.
Too upbeat for me. They all got to take a piss.
I just got into jazz. Who was it?
You got into Jazz Hands a few years ago, let's be honest.
I've been in Jazz Hands for a long time.
I'm into jizz, not jazz. Good evening, pal.
Jim Cervical.
You just looked at your arm.
Yeah, because I got that fucking rash.
Bobby, we both have some type of scabies. I went to a doctor. It's been reoccurring on my right bicep. And I went to doctors yesterday, had a biopsy, because I'm like, I thought it was just ringworm or something. But it keeps recurring, even when I put shit on it. So it's more serious than ringworm. And I'm looking at Bobby while we're having lunch about an hour ago, and he's got the same shit on his right bicep. And you said you just got it down here?
I feel like I got it off of this pillow. I mean, not off the pillow, the armrest of this couch.
Oh my God. I was the same way. I was sitting there like this.
I get nervous in hotels now. I was at a very high-class hotel, and I got a rash on my stomach because of the sheets.
Yeah, the Motel 6 in Dedham.
So I, you know, it's like I had to put cream on it. You never know because the fucking dirty.
Yeah, but Billy, I just called you Billy.
It's all right. Don't worry about that. Dad, the fucking.
Bobby put cream on his rash, but it was a Cool Whip. Hello, anybody?
Yeah, I get this cream, put it on, it went away. But you know, dirty maid touches a clean sheet. Well, I don't know.
You blaming the maids?
Somebody fucking did it. It wasn't me.
I came home from Atlanta 6-7 years ago, and it was on my arm a little, and my crotch.
Yeah,
I had like bubbles.
Bubbles.
Isn't that fucking gross? Like
that's disgusting.
A painful. Thank Christ I got some antibiotic.
What was her name?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. I didn't fucking do a thing. I'm like, I might as well fucked around. I don't know if I'm going to come home all blistered.
With bubbles? What did you tell your wife?
I showed her the minute I got in the door. I go, don't think this is from, any right. fucking.
What was it?
I don't know.
You didn't go get it checked out?
I did. The guy gave me pills.
Did he?
And it went away.
It
was some type of fucking bacteria or something.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember I was at the Punchline in Atlanta. One of those. I think I'm at a Punchline. And I made him put me up in a fucking different place, you know, the next time.
Yeah. You know, these hotels, they're nice, but you don't know. This couch? They can't. What do they wash this couch every time?
No, exactly.
Some fat fucking murder. Won a fucking suite off a radio show gig.
Somebody from a country where they haven't even cured, you know, fucking gum disease.
And it could be fucking poison ivy too, because I was in the back. So it might be poison ivy.
All right, yeah, let's not blame anybody.
What the fuck was I saying? But anyways, Pat, I get anxiety, man. I shouldn't have anxiety at this point of the game. It's a useless emotion.
Well, you're part of the problem this week for me. I don't want to go on after you.
I don't want to go after you. You fucking nuts.
I don't work at the frantic pace I used to. I'm very easy to fall.
I just saw you. First of all, I just saw your special that's on CISO right now. If you haven't seen it.
I love that you watch it.
He's a typical fucking Boston comic. Where he
well, thank
fucking,
you.
He's,
I feel
he
special.
He steps on the gas the second he gets out there until the second you walk.
But, you know,
there's no meandering. There's no fucking jokes.
But, Bobby, it's funny you say that because I didn't work at a Boston pace. I was, and here's why. I watched this.
Yeah.
And I go, why am I working way slower? And it fucking dawned on me. I was playing with Zoloft for like a month and a half.
Why?
Because I was getting really quiet and dark and not talking to anybody, my wife or anybody.
Really? How was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
not sleeping and fucking crazy mood swings and the typical anger that's all. But when you hit, I'm in my fucking 50s. There's all kinds of shit that goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hormonally or whatever. So I played with Zola. Even I could tell I was getting a little too
What did
not wanting to
do?
Leave the house or talk to anybody. And it slowed me down. I watched the special now. The pacing is not mine, I can tell.
Really?
You know, I was fishing for thoughts here and there as opposed to really hammering it out. But it worked, you know, because sometimes the crowd likes it a little slower.
Yeah.
But that is not the pace, the Boston pace that you and I
I watched it. I thought it was fucking insane. And I just saw you at the fucking Village Underground.
Oh, that was fucking great. 15 minutes.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That was my Funeral Wakes pick. That's my new chunk that I'm working on. And it's all I have tonight. You do what I do. I'm going through a Rolodex of, you know, kind of, I don't have family friendly, but my cleaner shit for this gig. And I don't know why. I don't know what they're expecting from us. Frosty booked us into these things. I never knew it was Jazz Fest down here.
I'm not doing that. I
thought you said you were.
I was thinking about what I was going
to do. You just going to be you?
I'm going to do me. There's a couple jokes that I am going to refrain from doing, a couple new jokes, because the first half hour, there's a lot of stuff in there that one or two of them I might eliminate anyways out of the hour because it's just too much.
Well, we're not doing an hour apiece.
No, not at all. But I'm just going to go up and do, I'm going to put a 35, 45 minute set together, and that's it. And I'm out. I'm out. We do another show, boom, I'm out. This isn't about me headlining.
So you're all right.
This is a spot.
We're deciding how long we're doing?
Well, whatever the fuck they tell us to do.
Believe you're still doing 35.
There's nothing better. If she comes up and says a half hour each.
Oh, I know.
I will fuck. I was at a casino.
I don't want to follow you doing a half hour.
I was at a casino in somewhere, and they were like, oh, he's going to do 10, he'll do 20, you do a half or so? I was like, yep. I don't have that ego anymore.
No,
I'm like, even on the road, I've loosened that up a little bit.
I go up there saying I'm not going to do a full hour, and I lately the last couple of years it's always an hour and 5 minutes, and not on purpose. I'm trying to get shit done because I don't work in the city every night.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get new shit done.
Yeah.
And I end up throwing that into the middle of the set, and next thing I know, I'm at an hour, and it's too much. I heard Tom Papa say it. I've been saying it for years myself.
It's too much.
It's way even the specials.
Too much.
It really is. 45 is a good number, actually. Don't you think so?
These shows want an hour and a half. These comedy clubs, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, and casinos aren't always like that.
So you do 10 minutes for the MC.
Right. Knock us down.
20 minutes to fucking. So what I do is I'll give the middle guy 25.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'll do 55. 50, 55.
That's what I
tell
do.
Them. And usually the club's cool with that.
Yep.
But I always wind up doing an hour too.
Yeah.
I was in Acme, I did an hour 17.
Place, you always go along because they laugh at everything.
But it's too much.
Yeah, it is too much. Absolutely. I listen to my tapes. I go, it's fucking too much.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know.
I say 25 apiece for everybody.
How do you feel about the...
Three for the MC, eight for the middle, and I'll do 25.
How do you feel about the MC in the middle? What times do you give them on the road?
I say, at the most, I say between the two, no more than 35 minutes. So 10 and 25.
Now, in a club, have you been to a club where they're like, oh, he's going to do 30, he's going to do 20?
No, lately they go, I love it. They go, when I show up, maybe it's in my rider. They said, we're going to have him do 10 in the middle, do 20. That's what I've been getting a lot. And I go, that's perfect.
Yeah, they've been
that's enough.
Been doing that lately, too. I think finally.
They're catching on?
With the agent we're with.
Oh.
They're finally saying this is the deal. Well, maybe they're reading the writers, finally.
It really is. The old axiom, less is more, especially in stand-up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this whole hour and a half thing on...
No, the night... Oh, sorry. those are my feet, folks. I've been banging my shit. Forgot I was...
Fucking waiting to go to the dentist office? how do you feel about the... when you show up at a club and they don't have the right photo, does that bother you?
Oh, Jesus Christ. They keep grabbing the same ones. I finally went out last year and, you know, spent the nice chunk of money on headshots and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I put them on my website, on the bio page, so they can download. They're high res.
But you know what they do?
They go on the internet and they grab the first thing they see from 1994.
Yeah, whatever that person who does that, oh, this is a good one. They'll see them all and be like, oh, I like this one the best. He's thin in this one.
Yeah.
or he's has hair in this. It's like, yeah, but that's 20 years ago, you fucking asshole.
No, they always grab one of me. This one where I...
Who the fuck doesn't... And you spend thousands on these.
Well, but that's what I said. So I started, you know, literally getting involved myself, God forbid, and texting the club when I see something come up on Twitter and going, guys, go to my website. I just spent fucking a grand on pictures. They're all high res, and I'm trying to get these, flush these out of the rotation, these old ones.
And I say the same thing, but they still make you feel like you're being a fucking prima donna.
Well, fuck them.
But it really sometimes it's like you fuck, you know, you cocksuckers. how dare you make me feel like I'm the one who fucks?
No, because people are lazy, Bobby, including us. But I'm just saying. But yeah, no, exactly. I'm afraid to ask for anything. Look, back in the day, I used to, you know, maybe I deserve some of that. But people would not have me back to a club because I wasn't sociable.
Really?
Yeah. Rich Miller used to go, the guys said, you know, you wouldn't go out after the show. I go, is that my fucking job description? They said that you didn't talk to anybody. Yeah, I keep to myself. I'm not a fucking sociable guy. And they would hold that against me, my person. Did I get the job done? Obviously, I'm still doing comedy. Did people laugh? You know? Oh, he was kind of difficult because, you know, I asked them to adjust the sound. Right in the middle of my set, they thought I was too loud, so they'd turn it down.
Ugh.
And I go, who the fuck... You know, and of course, with my tone of voice, probably didn't. It sounds a lot nicer in Italian, you know. It's a good fella's reference. But yeah, they'd say, you know, whatever. But yeah, for a couple of years, I heard, yeah, they said, you know, you didn't talk to the wait staff or anything. I go, is that really part of my.
They don't. Look, man, I'm sociable.
I know
but
you
sometimes
are.
They don't talk to you. And there's nothing. If you're doing sound at a comedy club, if you're the sound guy, your job is to turn it on and go the fuck away from it.
Exactly.
I'm not Bon Jovi.
No, I know. I agree.
I talked to the guy at a
you're
club
not?
A few weeks ago where it's like, hey, dude, are you going up and down? Yeah, because sometimes you get loud. So, I know. That's my job.
Me too. I
and
like it
taking,
loud.
You're fucking my timing up. They don't understand that they're fucking my timing.
I know.
Because I'm hearing me go soft. Now I'm not thinking about the
joke. You
know,
you're thinking about this sound.
Now I'm talking different. My tone is different. The voice, because of some fucking a sound booth.
I know.
There's nothing
you're like
better
me.
To do.
You're like me.
And then you say something to the guy, and he says to the manager, who they're best friends, and they drink and play fucking cornhole at some local pub every fucking Sunday.
Right.
Oh, but he was a fuck. You can't. What about the comic, man? What about taking care of us? What about fucking sticking up for us? What about knowing your fucking job as a sound guy? Knowing your job as a GM? Knowing your job as a... If you're a waitress, how dare you walk in the front row standing straight up and talk in a fucking regular voice during the fucking show?
I love it. You fucking... I can tell you've been out there.
But how the fucking dare you?
I... Bobby?
If I say shut the fuck up, there's a problem.
All right.
Well, we didn't know. How didn't you know? Well, give me a sign. It's when I say shut the fuck up is bad. It's comedy 101, and I love how everybody thinks that they're the best and they're the shit. And it's like, look, man.
Well, the bottom line is, and this is how you know, we get treated different as comedians have never got really the respect they deserve. Whether it was Letterman putting you on after 18 minutes of commercial and the last 5 minutes of the show. You know how they used to do that? In the Tonight Show, actually. But here's the topper. That they hand the checks out while we're still on stage. That says it all to me about what they think about what we do for a living. What other art form do they do that, do you know?
I have no idea.
None. The answer is none.
None. And here's the deal, too, is that they don't need to do it.
I know that. You and I came up through Boston. I always tell them this. I go, I developed my act in my first couple of years in Boston. Yeah. They didn't do that. They didn't do it. So it can be done. So somebody call Boston and ask them how.
Comedy Cell doesn't have a check spot.
No, not the seller.
Not one of the you know why they don't?
Yeah,
you
know, they know how to do it.
Because they you get a stamp receipt to leave. That's all you got to do. You can't leave unless you have a stamp receipt or your party's with you. But we need to, you don't need to do anything. Just have a, just, I mean, you know, look, man, and it's funny because you there's clubs that I never even realized it, but I haven't been at back at certain clubs, and it's probably because I didn't hang out. I've been sober for 30 years. I'm sorry. I'm not going to throw that away. To get people to drink more at your fucking show and to hang out. until the fucking 3 a.m. getting fucking plastered with everybody. I've been sober for 30 years. I care more about my fucking life because you don't want me drunk. Because if I get drunk, I'll fucking stab somebody. And it's like, that's crazy. And if it, the sound and the fucking, I mean, there's certain things that every comic, I know there's some guys roll into clubs though. This is what they really love is when a guy comes to a club and he's just fucking drinks and parties and doesn't give a fuck if people scream out and yell and will roll, you hear that? Blah, and does a bunch of videos of fucking, and then who cares? And fucking parties with everybody. They get shit faced and they love that because that's, you know, that's the culture. That's what they're into, you know? But God forbid you have a fucking, you know, you roll in. But I tell you what nullifies all that, if you sell out every fucking show.
I wouldn't know. Hey, and not here and there. I have a few places, but
the guys who sell out shows, right? Then you have whatever. You can get sneakers, right?
Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. No, people don't know this. Eddie Griffin would have in his contract would have to get a pair of white Air Force Ones.
He'd make the club go and get them, but that's just a black guy going, my turn. Whitey, go do this for me, do that
before
for me.
Every show.
That's all. That's him just fucking taking advantage of the, you know, the world we live in today.
But it's him going, fuck you. I'm selling out. Go get me some sneakers.
Yeah, I think it's more racial than that.
Well, if I like, I would do it. I'd just do it with gum. Or technology. Get me a Zoom H6 every fucking show. It is weird though. You have to, you know, you have to kind of not be, you have to be very wary of how you ask for things at these clubs now. Because being liked by everybody, I guess, does matter who works there.
I don't know. They still have me back, but I'm much better now. I am mellowed with age.
Yeah.
You know, I am much more cordial probably with the staff and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mellow with age. They wear you down. But the same shit bothers me that bothers you. I'm on stage. I'm not even on stage 5 minutes. And the whole wait staff, there's like 3 out of the 5 at the front tables. Like you said, standing straight up, taking drink. I put that in my rider recently. Can you give me 10 minutes? Before you, or even 8 minutes. I know they got a job to do too. I understand right. That. But like I'm not even up there 5 minutes. I can't even get acclimated. And yeah. Sometimes you're on a low stage, and like you said, they're standing straight up. There's people literally looking around them to see. Again, this would all be, all these complaints would be gone if I was in a theater every night with a right away, which is on me career wise. But I do, you know, I'll do a few theaters a year to get that taste of, it's like, oh, this is nice. Theater, this is what, this is beautiful. This is what it's meant to be.
One show.
Power, no waiters and waitresses.
No nothing. Everybody has a drink.
They paid to see you.
They paid to see you, and you're fucking.
And you're hanging out with Mickey Dolenz and his band and the.
You know what else I'm trying to put in my contract is that.
Bread?
no more bread.
No more bread.
You know that. Social media. Because I'm always getting a call.
Hey, can you do this? Can you do that? Not now. Marketing your club.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Okay, yeah. And then I go to their Twitter, and I go to their Facebook, and I go to their Instagram.
Yeah.
They're plugging one of their favorites that's coming 2-3 weeks from now. They're plugging somebody else. Like I'm there.
And
this
not
week.
Even plugging you.
It's like you haven't even plugged me. Why the fuck should I plug you?
Oh, God, I didn't know that. I'm glad I don't even know enough about it.
I go and check. I immediately go check out their Twitter and Facebook. Sometimes they're not even following me. Sometimes they're not even following me.
Probably me
it's
either.
It's like you're supposed to be. You want me to plug you. I can't even fucking. You can't even see what I'm doing because you're not following me. How do you know I'm not plugging the show?
That's a very dangerous situation.
That was Tony Soprano. That was Anthony Cumia doing Tony Soprano.
Do you know what I'm saying? So in my rider now, I'm trying to put it in that they have to.
It shouldn't be on us. Shouldn't be on us. They have a mailing list, for Christ's sake.
What did they used to do back in the day to promote?
Well, how about this, Bobby? And again, this has turned into a wine fest, and people are going, what are these guys?
I know, we are fucking wine.
I don't give a shit. Anyways, but you're making, these are all legitimate points, and they're easily fixable. But, oh, how about the meet and greet? The minute I get to a club now, they go, are you going to be meeting and greeting after the show? And I go, I don't know. I'll make that decision on how I feel when I come off the stage. And that was always, you get paid extra to do that. And people now are just, you know what I mean?
Well, you know.
I don't want to meet the crowd
actually,
after.
The clubs don't care if you do. They'd actually prefer you not to.
No, they don't.
Absolutely. Most comedy
clubs. What are you talking about?
Comedy clubs.
Tell that to James in Long Island, my buddy at the brokerage and the governor's. And they love you being shaking hands, and then they put it out on social media.
Well, shaking hands, goodbye, all that stuff. But that,
that's what I'm talking about.
The governor's. I did the other one. It's what is it, 8 minutes to shake hands on those clubs? It's like, what?
Oh, I don't know. But either way, I don't, you know, I'm not.
At like, you know, these other clubs around, they, Acme.
All those.
They don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they like it. The owner likes it.
Well, it is. It's marketing for them because those people, the fans take pictures of you, put it on their social media.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when I say I'm not doing one, the managers, the general manager, the GMs, I was like, cool.
Okay.
They want these people the fuck out. And me standing there.
I didn't know that. Well, good. I'm never going to do it. And I love my fans. Don't get me wrong. But when did it become a... Frank Santarelli said it years ago, even before there was social media. He used to hate when comics had stitches. That's when I first started out. I was at open mic. A comic would get done with a set, and then they'd wait by the bar because they wanted that affection from the audience.
Yeah.
And Santarelli used to go, it should be like there should be some mystique there. You should appear and then disappear.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, I do, 1,000%. But it's a new world.
I actually like meeting fans after the show. I do. I like sitting there shaking hands, taking photos, because it's the only thing I can do for them that, you know, after the show, they want to, and I, you know.
What do you mean? You just did an hour for them. You made them laugh for a fucking hour.
They came out. They showed up. My ticket price is pretty, it's $25 most of the time. That's a lot of money for somebody, plus whatever the food. And I, you know, I ain't famous, man. I ain't fucking.
No, I know. I agree. So it's like, I still do. I do it.
You guys just help me make bonus by coming out and bringing two friends. People that see me have always seen me 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I got people driving from all over to see me. I might not be selling out places, but my fan base is real fucking loyal.
Me too.
And so.
But I'll see him again.
I don't mind.
Don't get mad if I don't come out every time.
I don't mind doing that shit. I don't mind shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah. But, I have half the audience that wants to fucking choke me.
What? That's the one thing that
we
sucks.
All have different acts. Seriously, it's like okay, fucking, you know.
Well, I
don't want to mull around people who just fucking hated me. There's at least 20 people.
Whatever.
I don't mind once I'm out there doing it, but it takes energy for me. I'm not a sociable guy. It drains me in between shows to shake 100 hands
right.
and to be nice.
Yeah.
It fucking drains me. Sorry. It's just we're all different. We all build differently. I've been doing it. I'll be honest with you. I've been doing it a lot more now. You know what I mean?
You should do.
Because I'm mellowing out in my old age.
You should do.
I actually like, you know.
You should offer a fucking small meet and greet to certain fans that... You know, buy tickets or that get VIP packages or something. No?
Nope.
You gotta take some fucking Zoloft, dude. I actually like it. I think it's good, but some people don't do it. Louis doesn't do it.
No, I know. Well, Louis can't. You're playing 17,000 people. What are you gonna shake all the hands?
I tell you, when we did that Torgasm shit, the meet and greets used to be 4.5 hours long.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, that was fun too. Sitting there while people were waiting to fucking shake Dane's hand, they were standing in front. I remember me and Gary and I snapped. Because this group of kids was in front of us, and he goes, "What? You can't even say good show."
Who said that?
Gary
Gullman.
He goes, "You can't even say good show."
That's why I love Gullman.
We're right here. We're right here. You're just gonna ignore us to get to dinner. And I was.
That's why I love him.
I was on my fucking ass. I was on Percocets because I broke my knee.
Oh, I remember that.
I was on my fucking ass.
I'm fat.
You're not fat. Fuck off.
Well.
All right. Well, listen, man. We got this new show coming out, which I'm excited for. It's on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's on 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, 2 hours of Nick DiPaolo.
Yes.
And
Channel 103.
Faction.
Which
now is 101 is Howard, 100 is Howard, 101 is Howard. But right, and now 103 is the fraction.
Faction.
The name stinks.
I didn't name it. I think it had something to do with Jason Ellis or something, right?
Jason Ellis.
But it wasn't his show, something to do with Faction? That's what I thought I heard. I don't even know.
It should have just been called something else because it's too hard to fucking remember.
I don't even know what it means.
The faction?
Yeah.
The faction? I don't know what it means. Well, hopefully you'll
There's a faction of Al Qaeda that doesn't.
Hopefully you become more popular and they'll just become the Nikki D channel.
Yes, there you go. Rocco. Rocco's Revenge.
What else you got going on? Is that it?
That's about it. I got the podcast on iTunes and Riotcast. And if you want to subscribe, go to connectpal.com/Nick. I'm doing modern dance.
You doing that again?
I'm studying modern dance. And
didn't you used to be a dancer back in the day, like a swing dancer?
Shut your fucking tits off. What are you talking about?
Do you dance at weddings?
No, I don't. Like Bill Hicks said, no real men fucking dance. That's one of the best bits ever. Remember that bit he does? I'm going to butcher it now, but he goes, girls think they can tell how good a guy is in bed by how well he can dance. Yeah. You know? What's it matter, he goes. What's it fucking matter if a guy likes to get out there and dance? He's fucking gay. What's it matter how he's in bed? He's fucking gay. He goes, real men don't dance. They just sit there and sweat and curse like at a wedding. Which is what I do. But I did in the day when I lived next to the palace. Fucking out there. I thought I was fucking Travolta. What are you, shit, man? I live right next to it. I used to get chlamydia 4 times a month. I had a bowl next to my bed. My dick would just drip into it. It looked like a fucking pot of New England clam chowder by Sunday night. Ugh. Chowder.
What did you used to wear?
Oh, Christ, a 3-piece suit with a top hat and a nice gold watch.
No. Did you wear like Jordache and a fucking tank top?
Yeah, I had a wife beater on with a sports jacket over it and a pair of cutoff jeans. No.
Miami Vice?
I'd go to Chess King.
Chess King?
I'd go to Chess King at the mall and get the starter guinea set.
Z Cavaricci's?
All that shit. I had whatever. I got pictures, man. I got pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures. Greg Giraldo put these pictures. Remember he had his pilot? Yeah. Late great buddy. I did one of the episodes of his show. Remember he had a show on Comedy Central for a minute? Yeah. And I brought on these pictures. When I got out of college, some guy did a story on me, interviewing me in the local paper. And the Hart Modeling Agency in Boston, some guy saw it and wanted to meet. So I went in, I had pictures done and shit. And now looking back on it, the guy just wanted to try to fuck me, you know? But I still have the pic. And Giraldo, I actually let Giraldo show some of them on, I can't believe
it. Have you ever posted them?
No.
Oh, you got to post.
No, I wouldn't dare.
I'll
be tortured. Well, have I put any on? I might have put one or two that weren't that in, but I got some. Look at this giant steamship going down the Mississippi. It says Burge Balkan. Anyways, I let Geraldo put that shit on TV. I don't know what I was thinking. Mamma mia.
You got to post one on Instagram. Throwback Thursday.
I've put up a couple. They weren't the modeling things.
You should use them. You should use the modeling ones to promote upcoming big gigs.
I showed Amy, I think Amy Schumer I showed. I sent it to her on her phone, a couple of them, and whoever else. Funny shit, man.
Yeah.
I was like 21 or 22.
Have you talked to her?
I haven't talked. About a month ago.
Yeah.
She texted me 2 months ago. I can't tell if it was a month ago or fucking 4 months ago. But she was having a party. And I forget why I couldn't go. I had something to do I think I was going to see my family up in Massachusetts, so I couldn't.
I never get to them either.
Yeah.
I just never. It's because for me to go in town on one of those nights is just a pain in the ass to leave my house.
You know what I mean? I did it for you. Do I know? What, are you kidding me? I've been up there since, 2000?
Yeah.
I made that ride in for about 14 years. And just the last couple of years, I put the brakes on it.
Yeah.
I'll get in there a couple times. I like to go to the Stand maybe now if I get in there.
You love that club.
I do. I really do.
It's a very... I love Patrick and I love those guys and it is a great club, but every time I play there, it's very young. It's a very young...
Yeah, I guess so, but it's a good place to... It's a, it's, I love it. It'll
how
be
much time do they give you?
I only want 20 minutes, you know. I've done, when I was getting my hour ready, I said, I want a full 40. Give me 45 minutes. And they let me do whatever I want, you know.
They do let comics fucking.
Yeah, it's, no, it's a good little, I like to have a handful of people when I'm really messing around with new shit. Yeah. And it's a good hangout. The Comedy Cellar, God bless, it's still my favorite. Those will always be my family and stuff. Yeah. I just wore out my welcome there. I kept, you know, they asked me why I don't come back. I go, I just got too comfortable there. I started taking it out on the audience like they were in my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got too comfortable. And just, and now it's packed every night, and I don't want to go up there and with a notebook or fuck around when it's packed. That's a people pay good money to get in there, and Louis made it a big tourist.
What about the villa, the Fat Black Pussycat, though? Everybody,
I love that. I just did it.
Yeah? How was it?
I've done it probably five times already. Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah.
That lounge, you mean?
Yeah, I'm doing it for the first time my hour Monday night, Tuesday night.
I fucking love it.
Is it
I love
good?
It. Oh, I love it. It'll keep you honest. They'll fucking like you one time and not like you the next.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing my hour and figuring up. Yeah, I like that they opened that club up. Now, if you think back too, that whole place was music. Not yep. less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now
sometimes it still is. I can hear music coming through the fucking while I'm on stage. The other night, I'm like, will you turn the bass down? We'll put on some Frampton. Fucking let me get through this shit. I love it. It's a great, and you know, Quinn's there working his shit out, the master. That room, it's so cool. People are in couches and there's lamps. You like, it really has that
jazz.
Yeah, that jazz vibe
original.
To it. And it's got that little, it has a little balcony inside the room. That's our green room, but people sit up there too on stools.
Yeah, they took out the VIP lounge. And made it a little balcony.
Yeah,
it's a fucking beautiful little club.
And it was full the last two times I did it.
Yeah,
and it's make I make good money, and you know, I winged half of it. I gotta listen to my. I threw out so much shit. Just so I'm trying to do a stream of consciousness when I'm there. I don't even have jokes going up. I just
start
talking off the top of my head. I'm tired. I wrote for years. I wrote good material. It only got me so far. Now I like to show up and just be funny. And I'm not talking working the audience. I've had this discussion with Colin for years.
What do you mean?
Just stream of consciousness.
Just talking.
Just, well, talking, but being funny.
Right.
But talking yourself into a corner and working shit out in your head. And just saying the first thing that pops into your head. I did it the other night.
That's interesting.
And the problem with that is, though, you know, at the end of the year, they're like, do you have a special? You're like, I don't know. I've been fucking doing something different every night. You'd have to rise to the occasion on the night somebody wanted to film you for a special.
Right, yeah.
But it's the purest form of stand-up. Can you go up there and just be fun? I'm not talking working the audience. Anybody can do that. I'm talking going up there and just riffing about, you know, fucking whatever. And I listen to it. Some of it's garbage, and some of it's really funny. There's
Do they
not,
laugh?
There's, yeah, they fucking it's a different kind of laugh. It's a quality laugh. They're like almost laughing. I can't describe it. They appreciate it though. They can appreciate. And then this time, so you know, you'll go 2 minutes where they're just kind of like, what the fuck's he talking about?
Right, yeah.
but they know at the Fat Black Pussycat. They know that's what their place is for.
Right.
So you can't do that at the Comedy Cellar.
You can't.
No.
And the underground's too big to do shithead. So.
Yeah. All right.
That seafood gumbo is literally sticking out of my asshole right now.
Oh, boy. There's a visual for you.
My asshole's been opening and closing like a dolphin hole for the last 5 minutes.
A dolphin hole?
I've been literally squeezing it together.
Oh, that's fucking gross. Robert has a shrimp etouffee dripping out of his ass crack. No, that was gumbo. We had the gumbo. And it was as good. That roux, I make the shit at home. And let me tell you, I'll probably never make it again after having that. That was the richest, darkest roux. That's what they call a chocolate roux, folks.
It was good, but here's the thing. I still don't think fucking New Orleans has the best food.
Well, it depends.
It does not.
It depends. What I've had so far... Well, yeah, I know. You're an Applebee's guy.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking... Dude, I'm a great food guy.
I'm a joke.
And all the restaurants we picked were from me because I know how to pick a good restaurant.
Yeah, you do.
The steak was great, but steak you can get anywhere.
No, I know, but they did it right. It was the way it was cooked.
There was two good restaurants we went to, but I'm talking about this Cajun...
I love it. I love it. And having that gumbo today...
That was good.
It was as good as I heard from people for years.
That was good gumbo. I would give it. The last gumbo I had was watery.
Well, that's because Greg Rogel made it.
Okay. All right. Well, there's full circle for you. All right. This has been a one-on-one. Make sure you check out Nick DiPaolo, nickdip.com. Riotcast every Monday. He releases a brand new show. It's one of my favorite shows on the network. It's one of my favorite shows, all podcasts. I have very few podcasts that I listen to, and this is one of them.
If you want to subscribe, go to connectpal.com/Nick.
And check out his new show, which starts May 15th.
Channel 103.
It starts. I'm actually going to be May 15th is my first show at the Cellar sold out, so we're doing another show. So it's May 15th is the second show. So go to ComedyCellar.com and get tickets for the May 15th show. Make sure you subscribe, review to this podcast. This is for you premium motherfuckers. And listen to Nick DiPaolo. And if you're a serious member, go check it out. And if you're not, if you don't know who Nick DiPaolo is by now, I've talked about him so much, you got to go check him out. And make sure you support the serious show. All right? Nick, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you, Roberto.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.